This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about when people misunderstand your intentions. Recently, we talked about doing what's right even when it's unpopular. And we used David's life as an example as he chose to care for the heir of another monarch when it was a common practice to kill the heirs of other monarchs. But David, we know him to be his own man, so he did what he knew to be right in his heart. But sometimes we can proceed with the best intentions and still have our intentions misunderstood. And this is exactly what happened to David. So when King Nahash died, his son Hanun became king. And David said he would always be loyal to the son because his father had always been loyal to him. So David sent some ambassadors to express his sympathy to Hanun about his father's death. But when David's ambassadors arrived in the land, Hanun's advisors told him that these men were not there to honor him, but only to spy on his city so they could ultimately conquer it. So Hanun listened to his advisors and shaved off half of each man's beard and cut off their robes and sent them back to David in shame. They clearly misunderstood David's intention. The key here, though, is not to deviate from doing what you know is right, even when your intentions are misunderstood. And we should always remember there is one who will always know your heart and never misread your intentions. And so let us cling to these words. I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds. Jeremiah 17:10. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, do what's right.